السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Inshallah Ta'ala.
Huzur says that Inshallah Ta'ala, God willing, from next Friday, the Jalsa Salana of Jamaat Ahmadiyya Bartaniya is going to commence. The very first thing with this reference, what I would like to say is that for the successful holding of the Jalsa and its being full of blessing in every respect, the members of the Jamaat in general and the members of Jamaat Ahmadiyya Britain in particular, they should particularly emphasize on prayers and sadaqat. Allah the Almighty protect us from all evil designs of the enemies and its danger and harm, and Jalsa Salah with immense blessings should start with that and should end with that. And secondly, in this sermon of the Friday, which is 1 week before, normally I speak about those people who perform the duties, men, women and children, regarding their duties and their obligations, I draw their attention. In this connection, today as well, I am going to say something. By the grace of Allah, the duties of Jalsa Salana, the workers, all the men and women who are performing various duties, the Karkun and Karkunat, the men and male and female workers, they are now, by the grace of Allah, quite trained and well used to it. And so far as the various workers, the knowledge of those people regarding their duties and the way they have to do it, there is no doubt that most of you, they are now fully aware of that. But in order to further improve the quality of the work, the sense of responsibility, and also to highlight the sense of responsibility, there is always need of reminder, and this is also the Quranic instruction, that the advice and the reminder is certainly something which benefits the believers. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty says, فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So therefore, to remind the believer is always useful for them. Similarly, the new children, the new youngsters who are now coming into various duties and starting performing the duties, it is important to explain the significance of these duties for them. And similarly, there are some youngsters who are having this opportunity for the first time, or there are some people who are not fully aware of the significance and importance of their duties. This duty, which is given to them in relation to the performance of with reference to Jalsa Salana, is not an ordinary thing. For the service of the guest of the Jalsa Salana, the young and old, they offer their services, and these guests are those who have responded to the call of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and for their spiritual satisfaction and satiation they come here. Some people may be not so serious about that, and in order to spend simply their time they might be coming over here. But we just take it in a general way and apply it to the majority of the people, we cannot be absolved of our responsibility. And there are various categories of the guests who come. There are certain guests who are residents of UK, and during the days of Jalsa they come here and stay in their tents, are under the Jamaat arrangement, they have their accommodation here. And during the 3 days of Jalsa, they have to be in touch with various departments of Jalsa Salana, or in most of them. So therefore, every worker in every department, they have to show the high example, very good example of their morals and behavior. This is not true that these people are residents of UK, or somebody is... If somebody has got a bad feeling against someone, then the requirements of hospitality should not be discharged properly. If this is the condition of someone, then such a worker would be failing in his duty, and he will not be honest in his duty. So the very first thing is that, leaving aside, forgetting all these things, that they must take the discharge of the responsibility as the topmost priority. And still, if somebody has a bad feeling against a guest, due to that he says that he cannot do full justice to the hospitality, then he should ask some of his colleague to request him to take care of his that responsibility. And apart from that, there are other guests who come to Jalsa to listen to the proceeding every day. And once or twice they have their meal under the arrangements of Jalsa, and under the Nizamat of hospitality they have their food in Hadikatul Mahdi or in Islamabad. They are having their food here. To take care of those people and to provide them the food is also the responsibility of this Department of Hospitality. In previous years, the complaints have been coming from various sections, that not only that food was not provided to them, but also regarding the attitude of the worker on duty was there. After investigation, it transpired that it was not so much the mistake of the workers, but on those places where they were demanding for food, there was no arrangement of food over there. But anyway, in any case, if the arrangement is not there, then one should use very polite language. Very respectfully and lovingly they should tell the same thing to the guest. Similarly, the people in the parking area and the people of traffic control and also the workers of security, they should also exhibit a high standard of morals, particularly when talking to the guest of the Jalsa Salana. This mention of complaint which I have made is not a very general one. Sometimes it's only one isolated incident. But for the whole arrangement, this becomes very painful for the whole arrangement. Generally, with forbearance and with a lot of endurance, and steadfastness, the workers, they tolerate the wrong attitude of the people. But the third category is of those guests who are come from Europe, from various areas. Some of them under Jamaat arrangement, they stay in collective accommodations, and some have their own arrangements of staying and boarding. But because they are from outside the UK, they have some very high expectation, and it is right that some of them, they demand something which is undue, which is not right. But the workers, they should do their best, that there should be no opportunity of complaint should be given to any of the guests. Then one category of guest is of those who come from Pakistan, from India, and from various countries of Africa. The Ahmadis in African countries, the guests who come from there, and some of the people from America, the hospitality department of Tabshir looks after them to a large extent, but they do have to contact with the general departments of Jalsa Salana. So therefore, the workers should take care of their sentiments and their feelings, and to look after their needs. So far as the Pakistan, India and Bangladesh is concerned, the guests from there, despite their poverty, they want to come here to get to their satisfaction being close to Khilafat, and particularly the Ahmadis in Pakistan, they are at the height of being done the injustice to them and under the persecution. So regarding these guests, particularly care should be taken to look after the requirements of hospitality of these people. Some of them are such who have got language problem. So wherever the help is needed, the workers, the lady workers and men workers, they appointed there, they must be fully ready for their service. If any worker of Jalsa, any guest may be there, he requests for something, and the one who is requested to help, it is not his department, still instead of giving a very curt reply to the guest, he should guide them to go to the relevant department. Generally speaking, the Pakistani Ahmadis, they do have some of their relative or some of their friend here who are able to help them, but those who do not have, sometimes those people, they get worried. Although for the last 2-3 years, by the grace of Allah, these people who stay here beyond the days of Jalsa, because they have come from long distance and the period of hospitality extends to some further days, regarding their accommodation and hospitality, the good arrangement has been done. But as I have said, a reminder is sometimes necessary. And in this connection, I would like to draw the attention of those people as well who have got their friends staying as guests with them, that it is not only the responsibility of the arrangement of Jalsa that they should look after the guests, but it is also their responsibility, the friends of these guests and relatives, that they should do full justice to the hospitality of their dear ones. And then there is a category is those people who are not Ahmadis, Muslims, non-Muslims, which are their arrangement is made by the Jamaat. So far as the hospitality of these arrangement is concerned, under a very special arrangement, all these people are looked after. But these people, generally speaking, they also observe our workers when they are performing the duties, and they also observe their attitude. The way they perform their duties and their morals, they are being watched very carefully. Generally, every year, generally speaking, they are very much impressed by looking at the high standard of discipline and moral of the workers, male and female. Now, in Germany, there is a lot of foreign guests, they are coming, and they are also impressed by the high standard of morals of the workers. And this year, the foreign guests, they mentioned this point to me. Anyway, this has become the attitude of the workers of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya everywhere, that they have to always show a high standard of moral and etiquette. If somebody has got nothing to do directly with that guest, but as I said, the dedication, their devotion, their attitude, their behavior, they do influence these guests, and they have its impact upon them. So in other words, we can say that these workers, apart from their delegated duties, they are actually performing the role of a silent preacher, missionary, and they are earning double reward. One reward is that they are looking after the guests of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and secondly, they are also giving a good impression to the foreigners and our guest by presenting them the beautiful picture of Islam and Ahmadiyyat. And as a result of that, many people are able to recognize the truth, and they improve their life in this world and the life to come. So these duties of Jalsa Salana, for every worker, male and female, they are the means of getting the blessings from Allah Almighty. May Allah enable all of them to perform their duties in the best possible manner, and enable them to perform their duties in the best possible manner. This year, in relation to security, I would like to draw special attention. As compared with last year, this year, a lot of improvement has been there in this department, and also the arrangements have been expanded. And this year, particularly, if there is a very minute or a small weakness or shortcoming, that should not be even ignored or forgotten. And responsible people should go into detail and take care of these things. The cards which have been issued by the Jamaat, they should make necessary confirmation. Even if they are known to the people, generally they are known, whatever is the system of scanning or checking, that should be employed fully. And a very unpleasant feeling of someone for a few moments, that may be tolerated, but there should be no negligence in performing the responsibility. Today, in this relation, I give the example of Germany Jalsa. There was good arrangement at Jalsa Salana in Germany, and because the gates were so many, there was no problem at all. And the information of all the cards, when it was being scanned, along with the photograph, it was, and his age and link with the auxiliary organization, everything was put on screen. So anyway, this year in Jalsa Salana, Germany, apart from the high good arrangements of the Jalsa, the security arrangement and the arrangement of checking was really admirable. Allah Almighty reward all those young workers, and also give them more brilliance, who with great diligence and effort they set up the system. Generally, after the Jalsa Salana in Germany, normally I do mention about the services of the workers and their good qualities. I do mention that, but this year, as there was no opportunity for me to do so earlier, so I thought I briefly mention about that. So anyway, during the days of Jalsa, the checking at the gates and the arrangement of the security, the department concerned with that, here in UK, in Jalsaga, and also in accommodation, they should be very much vigilant, and they should act very diligently. And not only the young people should be appointed in every place, but rather along with them, some mature officers and the deputies, they should also be there. But the most important thing is, which is worthy to be remembered, as I have said in the very beginning, that our real dependence is on Allah Almighty. Our real trust is in Allah Almighty. Therefore, no moment should be devoid of prayers. During the performance of duty, go on praying. In relation to security, remember this thing, that the temporary accommodations which are made, which are generally made in the marquees, in Hadikatul Mahdi or in Islamabad, are on a permanent way, that is to say that in Baitul Futuh or other places which are permanent structures, and similarly the individual accommodations in the forms of tents which sometimes people pitch themselves, and particularly in Hadikatul Mahdi and Islamabad, in these places sometime there are some isolated examples of theft. So the security arrangement should also keep an eye on this point as well. They should keep an eye on it, and if somebody can come there for the purpose of stealing, then he can also bring some other harm. Always remember that. So irrespective of the fact that you have to ask the people that you take your valuable belongings with them and they take away, irrespective of that thing, but still you have to take care of the security and the guard duties very responsibly, in a very responsible way, very diligently and very minutely. You have to do it, and there should be no slackness or indifference or negligence should not be there. Not only the theft is there, but because of some other reasons, there is need for vigilance and close observation, and the people in security, they have to have the full confidence, and there is no need of getting panic. And also those who are responsible for other duties, sometime during the times of the distribution of food, sometimes suddenly shortage of food is there or the rush of the people is there. Normally, by the grace of Allah, it does not happen. But as the food is cooked somewhere else and it is being fed in different places, therefore, if there is some delay, then with patience, you should try to satisfy the guest. And similarly, the transport is there. There is sometime the trains and the buses are overcrowded. Then all the workers, they have to be very patient and very forbearing, and they should perform their duties, and also they should advise the same to the guest. Everybody should be patient. This is a temporary problem, and difficulties are always there. People have to confront that, and people should be encouraged, and they should be advised that not to be offended or angry. And similarly, other departments are there. The water department is there. It's very hot these days. Sometimes deficiency is there. Need is also more. If the weather is good, then there is no need. But nowadays, the weather has become very hot. So this department has also become very important. Apart from drinking water, the water is needed in the toilets and the washrooms. So in these departments as well, despite the fact that the workers are quite experienced, but sometime because of the impatience of the patient, sometime there is a lot of uneasiness there. So there, while the need is there that the workers should take care of their own attitude, similarly the guests should also, there is a need to guide the guests properly. Allah Almighty enable everybody to perform their duties in the best possible manner. This hospitality is the outstanding feature of a believer. And those guests who come for purely religious purposes, and those who have been declared as the guest by the Imam of the age, their hospitality is full of blessings. And it brings... It needs very special attention. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam's guest, as I said, they come for religious reasons, and the religious objective for which they come is that the religion revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they want to have as much knowledge as may be possible in to bring about pious changes in their life, and to try to become very beloved of Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for this purpose, Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam, he used to take care of the guests. There are so many examples. Sometime we see that a guest is here, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would send a message to his family, to his house, he would send to all the families one by one, all the wives one by one, that I have guest here today, here, make arrangement for the food. But every wife would send a message that today the condition is that except from water there is nothing. There is nothing to eat. Now you see that look at the patience at the wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were really at the highest point of patience and endurance. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of his spiritual power, there was no wailing, there was no feeling, there was no mention that his family is without any food. And this condition is also made clear just because there happens to be a guest. But anyway, that guest was taken by one of the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam along with him. And that companion also does not happen to be a rich man. And in his house only the food is that much which is enough for the children. So they make the children sleep in any way, go to sleep, and then put the food in front of them. And then they put off the lamp. And in the darkness they behave as if they are using, they are eating something, so that the guest should not realize that. And he should not realize that he is the only one who is eating. And he should not realize that why the family members are not partaking with me in food. And look at the sight, the compassionate sight of Allah Almighty. How Allah Almighty looks at them. That this, the whole incident was reported to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was informed by Allah Almighty that this this believing man and women, these people actually made me laugh. And the action of a believer, which becomes a means of happiness for Allah Almighty, he actually gets all the blessings of both the world. And what is the importance of the sacrifice of the food for of one time as compared to this blessing that he gets? And sometime we see this attitude of the hospitality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he spoils the beddings and then he himself cleans it up. And when the companions say that, O Prophet of Allah, O beloved of us, we would like to sacrifice our parents for your sake, we are ready here to do. But he would say, no, he was my guest, let me do it myself. And then Hazrat Abu Huraira relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised us that a mu'min who believes in Allah and the last day, he mentioned three outstanding features of that, qualities of that person. The first is that he is all man of a good moral and always speaks the good thing and never ever utter anything which is hurting the sentiments of other. Because this type of bad attitude actually debases your morals and your faith. Either you say good thing or you keep quiet. So as a result of that, while you will get the happiness of Allah Almighty and pleasure of Allah Almighty and also the strength of your faith, at the same time you will also become a guarantee of the peace of society. And the second thing is that the person who believes in Allah in the last day, that he should respect his neighbor. And for the right of the neighbor, Allah Almighty has given us very clear instruction. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also told the believers that Allah Almighty has advised me so insistently, repeatedly, that at one point I thought that perhaps the neighbor is going to be a partner in inheriting the inheritance of a person. So Allah Almighty has not declared the permanent neighbors as the neighbors, but even those neighbors who happen to be on a temporary basis, even to look after their rights, that is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Those people who sit for a while along with you, they also come into the category of the neighbors. And to discharge his responsibility is also mentioned in Quran. And we are here mentioning about our brothers in faith, and we have to discharge their responsibilities. Those, apart from these 3 days, they have their permanent right upon us. And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the third quality he has mentioned is that he respects the guest. So therefore hospitality is very essential in order to strengthen your faith and to beautify it. And also it is a means of getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty. As I mentioned, that Allah Almighty, believing women and the believing man, as I mentioned, Allah Almighty looked very, how beautifully looked at the action, and how he expressed his happiness, and also shared that with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not only their own hunger, they ignored that, but also the hunger of their children. They preferred the hospitality upon the hunger of themselves and their children. And it was not said that you should have kept something for your children, but they put themselves and their children into difficulty, and they looked after the hospitality of the guest. But Allah Almighty gave them a certificate of approval that these are the true believers who really believe in Allah and the last day of judgment. Here we have to simply give a little bit of sacrifice of time and our sentiments for the sake of these guests. And very small, humble service that we give, that is very simple. The same principle was adopted by the greatest lover and the most obedient servant of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Promised Messiah Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. He also adopted the same attitude, that the love of Allah Almighty was the greatest in his heart, that he was able to get the maximum blessing of Allah Almighty because of following the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this respect. And so far as the hospitality of the Promised Messiah Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was not of a temporary nature, or the hospitality only for a few people, but it was a continuous, ongoing type of hospitality, and he used to always discharge the full responsibility of this hospitality. But then Allah Almighty said, still Allah Almighty said, وَلَا تُسَائِرْ وَلَا تَسَمْ مِنَ النَّاسِ, that those people who come to you, so you should never ever misbehave to these people. And looking at their magnitude, their high number, you should not get tired. So despite the fact that he was always taking utmost care about the hospitality, and in the very beginning Allah Almighty has told him that the people are going to come to you in large number, and despite the fact that Allah Almighty reminded him on several occasions, as it has been mentioned, that is also because of the fact that this great number is going to expand, and therefore after him the administration of Khilafat and the Khalifa Waqt, the Khalifa of the time, and the administration of the Jamaat, they have to keep this point in mind, and they have to keep this teaching always present in their mind, and they have never to forget the arrangement of hospitality. So this important task which has been entrusted to us, and this is outstanding feature which has to be followed by all those people, those who have been appointed to serve the guest and for the hospitality, or whosoever offers himself for this noble job. How the companions looked, observed at the hospitality of the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam regarding his guest. It is mentioned there. He used to say, some of the companions have mentioned some of the examples. How he used to take care of this responsibility. Hazrat Sheikh Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani, in one of his book, he has mentioned something, whatever he observed and he conveyed to us, that I present in my own words. He mentioned that one of the thing was that the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to be very happy at the arrival of the guest. And the karkun, the workers of the guest house, were advised that they should take every care for their comfort. And whenever a guest comes, he had asked that he should be immediately advised and informed. And according to the background of those people and the area from which they come, the care of their food should be taken. And what was the objective of that? He used to say that if they are, they do not, if they are not in good health, then how can they take care of the religious requirements? So therefore he wanted that if there is a non-Ahmadi guest, then he should be asked to stay for a longer period, and so that he can be conveyed the message of Ahmadiyyat. And moreover, that there should be no treatment of formality with the guest. And he used to say that the guest should also be very informal, and whatever is their requirement, they should mention it very openly without standing on any formality. And this instruction was also given, that they should show utmost respect and dignity to the guest. And also he used to advise that for their comfort, you have to make all types of sacrifice. Hazrat Mauli Abdul Karim Sahib relates his own example, that the family members of the Promised Messiah had gone to Ludhiana. It was the month of June, and the month of June in Punjab is the hottest month. And there was a house newly constructed, and some part of the house was such, and there was an Indian style of bed which was there, and it was a newly built house, and the weather, the temperature is comparatively better there because it is newly built, and because of the use of water, and the new bricks are there, and there is some low temperature is there, and those people who have these facilities here, and the weather is also good, they cannot perhaps realize, but the people living over there, they can imagine that a newly built house in summer, what a comfortable house is that. Hazrat Mauli Sahib says that charpai, the Indian style bed was there, I lied on that, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was just having a stroll around, and Mauli Sahib, just after a few minutes, he fell asleep, and when he stood up, when he woke up, then he saw that the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was lying on floor, and he got worried, he got panic, he immediately stood up, and the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was like, why is that? He said that how can I tolerate that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is lying on floor and I am lying on bed. But the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam simply quietly said that I was just taking care of you, I was guarding you, because the children were making a noise, I was stopping them so that you can completely enjoy your rest. So this was the attitude, this was the extent of the love of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam for his guests. That sort of hospitality which can be seen in the parents, even it is actually more than that. And this is something which can only be demonstrated by a prophet of God. But we who have been entrusted with this responsibility, and this responsibility has been given to us, so we should also at least do something, some part of it should be demonstrated, and some part of that we should be acted upon by us as well. And then his outstanding feature was that he used to take care of the dignity and the respect of the guest, but the general hospitality in a general way, that used to be for everybody on the same level. Here there are some non-Ahmadis and non-Muslim guests, they come, and sometimes they are representatives of various governments and states, or they are the leaders of their nation, or the chiefs of them. Their hospitality and the care is, special care should be given to look after them, and there is no need of any criticism about that, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the chiefs of the nations, the leaders of the people, they should be shown the due respect, and they should be given due honor and respect. But there should be a moderate way of moderation, that the administration of Jalsa, with this reference, that the various categories that they make, unnecessarily they make these categories and they increase the expenses, that should be brought under control. Sometime there are special marquees, there is nobody there and only the workers are there, and sometime I get the information So under the title of VIP, the misuse of that is also seen, or sometime it is done. So administration should pay attention to this thing. In any way, no doubt special arrangement should be made for special guests, no doubt. But it should be made in one place, and there should be moderation in this arrangement as well. And then there used to be two objectives of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in the hospitality of the guest. In the hospitality there used to be two objectives. One is, rather we should say three, that the obligation of hospitality has to be discharged. Apart from that, there used to be two objectives. One is to train the guest and to educate them. And second is tabligh. So therefore, the relevant departments, they should pay attention to these things, that during the time of the jalsa, the people on duty, all the workers who are deputed there, they should be very lovingly and carefully, they should advise them to come and to see the join the program, and they should be advised politely to go to the jalsaga, and the shobayat department of tabligh should also play their role at that time. And then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he would not make any difference between the hospitality of the foes and the friends. But their opponents used to come, but if they came as guests, then he would say to the workers that take care of their hospitality, and as they are from the opponents, so they might do something which might hurt your feelings, but you have to keep quiet and take care of their hospitality. There are so many examples of that. Maulvi Abdul Hakim Nasir Abadi, he was very strong opponent. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam asked the people to take care of his hospitality in his langar. He was not made to stay there, but Nawab Sahib had made a new house in one of the room he was stayed there, made to stay there, so that the care should also be taken. But so far as the hospitality is concerned, the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam instructed that proper care should be taken for his hospitality. And then they were asked not to indulge any debate or discussion, and he came for some discussion, but without that he went back. And Baghdadi Maulvi also came. That incident is also famous, that he was very bold in using abusive language. And these mullahs, they are actually very bold in this respect. But Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam even looked after his hospitality. And somebody told this Baghdadi Maulvi that the one whose hospitality you are enjoying and benefiting, and you are abusing the Wahhabis in front of them, in front of him, these people are also Wahhabis. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, commenting on that one, he said that he was very full of abuses, but I did not ever made him realize or feel that the one who says that the person who said that regarding the Maulvi Sahib, saying him that he is also Wahhabi, he says that this is right in the sense that apart from the Holy Quran, I also believe it acting upon the true ahadith as my duty. There are so many details of that nature. The details of that are available in our literature and books. Allah Almighty enable us that we may be able to continue the section of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, which he did in following the advice and the example of his master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, as he did. So we should also be able to follow that in our action. And we are those people who take care of the responsibility of the guest. And along with that, I would say, as I said earlier on as well, that you should keep your eyes open and always keep a vigilant eye on your surroundings. Because nowadays the opposition of the Jamaat and the element of mischief makers, they have been let loose. And maybe immoral things or any other type of mischief can be expected from them. Allah Almighty enable us to discharge our responsibility in the best possible manner and also protect us from all types of mischief and harm. After the namaz-e-juma, I am going to lead a namaz-e-janaza mubarakah Begum Sahiba Ahliya Sufi Nazir Ahmad Sahib. She passed away on 14th of July. After short illness, she passed away. She was 89. She was in Germany these days. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. She was very full of prayer, very thankful, and she used to have some dreams and visions. Extremely dedicated to Khilafat. And the short illness that she had, she used to ask regarding me that how is he. She was not worried about her illness. She was a very useful person for everyone, and she never ever gave any harm to anyone. Rather, he took the worries of other people upon her. She had a good quality of sacrifice. If something was, she was asked to pray, then she would always continue to pray. And she used to be grateful for any good virtue of anyone. Very contented lady was she. She made some ornament which she gave in Maryam Shadi Fund, and then she had some money, and she said that this should also be given Sayyidina Bilal Fund. And she, some relatives, she looked after some of her relatives and looked after their education and their upbringing. And in the people left behind, two daughters and four sons. Two sons are Waqf-e-Zindagi. One is Dr. Jalal Shams Sahib, who is in charge of Turkish desk, and second is Munir Javed Sahib, who is private secretary. These are the two sons who are the devotees of life. And one of the daughter is married to Hanif Mahmood Sahib, Naib Nazir Islah Urshad's wife. So there are three children who are devotees, should be counted. Two are the devotees of life, and the wife of the Waqf-e-Zindagi person is also a devotee. So Allah Almighty forgive her and exalt her station in paradise. After the Jummah, her namaz-e-janaza will be offered.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ